Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So listen, today's Fat Tuesday. As you know, our man in the field, our yearly resident for the debauchery that is New Orleans, that is Mardi Gras, is one Big Gay Jeff, who we came to be friends with maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, probably 10, 12, yeah.
Yeah, Coogan's going away party. He was wearing, I'll never forget, fishnets, hot pants, glass shoes with heels that had fake goldfish in them. And a half shirt. And he was a dancing machine.
Yeah, dancing like there was no tomorrow.
And I remember thinking, I want to be friends with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up being friends. He's done everything from Jackal album covers and backdrops and merchandising to wine bottles to, I mean...
Amazing artist.
Incredible, incredible artist, man. If you guys were wondering who he may be, remember on the news as we were going into the playoffs that Mahomes, there was a giant mural of Mahomes. It was on 4, 5, 9, 41. Everybody covered it. Everybody. That was Big Gay Jeff. And it was in his front yard.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So he's already been there.
He's still out there in the street.
He's been there 5 days.
And now, reporting live from Mardi Gras in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. He's been there for the last week. He's had more costume changes than an Elton John concert. He's had all the drinks. Seen all the booze. Collected all the beads. And on this Fat Tuesday, somehow he's magically still standing. Laissez les bon temps rouler. With the Johnny Dare Morning Show Mardi Gras correspondent, Big Gay Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, where are you? Where are you currently?
Happy Mardi Gras!
7:30.
I'm on Canal Street, I think. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you,
I am.
You haven't been to bed yet, have you?
I'm on St. Charles, thank you.
You haven't been... Have you been to bed yet?
Not really. Let's see. I drank so much, my liver's entered the witness protection program. I have a new black girlfriend named... what is her name? And I almost had a near-death experience. So, hey, and I got 24 hours to go. So
what happened? Okay, let's go. Let's work our way through this. Yeah. When you say a new black girlfriend, was this does she have a penis?
No, her name's Juicy. She's staying at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I met her. Well, see, the parade stops right in front of our hotel. So Juicy is like, let me put it this way. Juicy's a big girl. She looks like Beyonce if she ain't Destiny's Child. So anyway, me and Juicy, you know, we've bonded. We're at the parade. Well, I felt the soft weight of Juicy's ample bosom being pressed into my back during the parade and some wandering fingers. And so I turned to Juicy and I was like, hey, Juicy, yeah, I appreciate it, but I'm gay. And she goes, you ain't no gay. She's like, you just need some Juicy Juice. And it's like, oh, God. And she's very persistent, and she's like, you geek out your phone right now, and you give me your number. Give me your number right now. So I gave her a random number. So right now, I'd like to apologize to the Pizza Ranch on North Oak. From a sassy black woman. We ain't got no sexy fag pizza. Go away.
Now listen.
Right now, I've been kind of trying to dodge Juicy, but
you know that you are the king of Mardi Gras, as far as I'm concerned. You how many because you're known for your costume ability. How many costumes did you make and take with you this year?
We have like six. Right now, today, I'm marching in Well, we have the KOE. It's our marching crew. We have our theme is like toys. I have a giant operation game that I'm going to be wearing and throwing beads at little children as hard as I can because I'm still mad at my dad for leaving when we were 11 years old. I'm wearing that. Friday night, let's see, I had 4 costume changes Friday. There was a Murder on the Orient Express party. There was a 1960s party. There was a pirate party. Oh, and then as I was leaving, these two queers were like, oh, hey, girlfriend, sweetie, honey, child, there's a party going on across the street. It's a Disney theme. And there's nothing more than us queers love more than uncut wiener dipped in glitter. It's Disney.
I'm sorry. Did you just say uncut wiener dipped in glitter?
Yeah, so anyway, I said, I don't have a costume. And so this is the only place on earth where some queer can whip out a Little Mermaid wig out of her bag and say, put this on, girl. So I put it on, and, you know, they're like, take off your shirt, which, by the way, I got no business going around shirtless because it's basically all donut batter slapped on a skeleton beneath the chest. I go into a bar. Well, see, okay, here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. This is between you and me. Gay men do this thing that is so annoying now. They scream, yes, at everything.
What do they scream?
Everything. Okay, and there's like this whole group of them, and it's like geese, yes, 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 yes. And it's not like, okay, it's not like a gaggle of geese. A group of queers is called a faggle, okay? So this faggle of queers is just going off, yes, 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 yes. And this one comes and screams in my ear, and she's dressed up like Anna from Frozen. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, listen, Anna, I'm going to kick your ass back to Arendelle. You do that in my ear again. Well, okay. Well, that sets off Elsa, and then that sets off Cruella DeVille, and then they all come at me. And I'm like, look, we can do, you know, we can be scraping glitter off the walls. I don't care. Let's go. And then I was like, no, I'm walking away. I'm not dying an internet meme. I'm out.
So that was your near-death experience.
No, that was not it. No. Dude, I almost died. I gotta tell you this. Okay, anyway, I'm walking. Okay, I'm drunk in the French Quarter, which, by the way, everything's gonna start with that. Anyway, I'm drunk in the French Quarter, and I walk by this Tabasco shop, and they sell these different kinds of Tabascos. Well, the guy working there looked exactly like Zac Efron, and I'm so drunk, I'm thinking, hey, I got a shot. Because, you know, I'm thinking, he's standing there, you know, thinking to himself, well, you know what, I'm hot, I'm 22 years old, you know, I can have any man or woman that I could choose from, but no, I want a doughy middle-aged fag with bad credit. So I'm thinking, hello. So anyway, I go in there, and, you know, I'm doing a desperate attempt at flirting, which is sad, and this looks like I have cerebral palsy. Anyway, so I'm going through there, and see, in these shops, it's like Ocio Lachit, they have free samples, right? So I'm not paying attention because I'm checking Zach out. And so you and me, we love Halloween, right?
Right.
So there's this Tabasco bottle, and they all have this kick-ass artwork on it, and there's this bottle, it's got a graveyard on it, and a ghost. And so, not paying attention, I take a tortilla chip, dip it in there, slam it in my mouth. Well, my boyfriend, Sex Biscuit, suddenly squeals. I sober up real quick because I look, and I look down next to the little Tabasco sauce thing. There's a waiver. It was ghost pepper Tabasco sauce.
Oh, no.
And I just slammed half a bowl back into my mouth. Oh, my God. Johnny, oh, my,
that's
my God.
Awful.
I know what it's like. I this chemical burn goes down my throat. I know what it's like to suck D in hell now. I'm just saying, when we all go to hell and Satan whips it out and says, who's first? Hey, guys, I got this. I know what this is like. So anyway, I double over. Well, of course, you know, Sex Biscuit, being the supportive boyfriend he is laughing his ass off. And so anyway, Zac Efron comes over and he's like, oh, my God, are you okay? At this point, I'm mad at him because it's like, this is your fault. It was too distracting. Show me your penis. And he's like, no. He's like, you got to get milk, dude. You got to get milk. Go to Rouse's, the supermarket, 5 blocks down. So we go to Rouse's. Okay, I hit the front door of Rouse's. By this time, I am bright red. I am crying. I look like a sweaty red turd that Clifford the Big Red Dog just pooped out. I mean, I'm just like, And so we run back to the dairy section. Of course, there's a girl there going, "Don't you vomit in here. Don't you vomit. And so I go back there. Well, because we go back there, and we go, they don't have any milk. So, you know, sex position, he grabs this carton of heavy whipping cream and goes, "Here." And
I go, "Oh, no.
I go, "Hell no, get that away from me." And he goes, and then he just stops and looks at me and goes, "Really? Dude, and it, you know, in the last 20 years of your life, you swallowed a gallon of Mandu, and this is your line? You're not going to grow?" And he's like, "Drink it." So I chug this thing down. So anyway, pay for it, go back to the motel, and I, you know, and they went out, and I was just miserable. This is great. This is the great part. I enjoyed it going down. Now it's got to come out.
Oh, no.
So I run to the bathroom, and I sit down. And by the way, okay, Kansas City, you know, you're enjoying your caramel latte from Starbucks. Let me give this to you. just to let you know, lube mixed with ghost pepper, tobacco sauce, is molten lava, and I went off like Krakatoa, people. For about 20 minutes, I was near death, and I was left in 2 days. And I just passed out. And, you know, the only thing I know, there was a tunnel, there was a light, but they wouldn't let me cross over until I sat on a bidet for about 2 weeks. They're like, "No, you ain't coming over in here." And, you know, it's sad when you see dead dogs on the other side who won't come to you because you're so stanky.
you need someone to watch you. Not just sex biscuit either.
Yeah.
You are on fire, my friend. You are having the time of your life, man. Now, you understand, his costumes, when I tell you he has costumes, his costumes are so elaborate, so over the top, so big. Like, I mean, you should literally, if you have time, put up all the years of Mardi Gras costumes up on your Facebook. By the way, you guys can find them at jeffparson.com, P-R-S-O-N. Yeah. And by the way, everybody, he already knows he's gay, so just sending him a private message, calling him a fag, is not going to do anything.
No.
That lost its sting somewhere in junior high, but go ahead. You know, the standard response is, "Yeah, I love gay sex," and your dad says hi.
Yeah, right. That's it. So you're down there, and there's so much stuff. Listen, most of all, be safe. You got to be safe.
Oh, all right. Of course. Sure, I got Juicy. What, are you kidding me?
Juicy. No, you don't. If you see Juicy again, she might whip your ass for giving her a bunk number. Right. You are the best. This is probably the best report I've ever had from Mardi Gras in 25 years.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
You are the best.
Drink some more.
You are the best, the best.
The whole day ahead of us.
Listen, when do you get home?
Well, we're coming home on Friday. What we're going to do is go out, just kind of decompress for about a day. We're going to go spend some time out on the plantation. Then Friday, we're going to go to Memphis, hang out on Beale Street. Sex Biscuit wants to go to the Peabody and see the ducks. I don't know what that means.
I'm telling you, stay at the Peabody. If you can get a room, stay at the Peabody. It's a fantastic hotel.
Well, he still wants to see the ducks. I was like, "Well, do they do anything?" He's like, "No, they swim in the sound." Well, can I bring Juicy? Can she eat one? I don't know.
They actually do. They have a duck master, and at a certain time, they put him in the fountain, and a guy wears a big red, really great costume, like a suit. He's the duck master, and then at night, he walks up with his big staff, and the ducks jump out of the fountain, follow him to the elevator, and then ride the elevator up to their penthouse suite where they live.
Okay, well, you know, I saw two guys dressed as leather ducks and a guy doing that same thing on Bourbon Street. Yeah, don't really need the Peabody, but all right.
Listen, you be careful. You enjoy yourself. If you need something, you know the number. We'll do our best to help you anywhere you are. You know that. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. You guys have a great day, and you're invited to me and Juicy's wedding.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.